The Gemara and Megillah, Chazal deduce from the Psukim and Megillah's Esker and Niskarim and Nasim, we learn out the Zechiyav of Mikra Megillah. So we all know we have to have the Megillah reading. But what is the question is, what is the status of the Megillah reading? Because we know in general we have mitzvahs in the Torah are called different Torah. Mitzvahs and the rabbis are mitzvahs midrabanan. However, there's a category in between called Divrei Kabbalah, words of the prophet. So there's a whole discussion with the Divrei Kabbalah. Get Divrei Torah dummy? In other words, is Divrei Kabbalah more lenient Divrei Torah? Is it more machmir derabanan? So that's a discussion. But either way, Divrei Kabbalah is higher, let's call it, than midrabanan. So that's a whole. So number one, this is a whole discussion on the status of Megillah at all. What's this? So Pashi should say it comes from Megillah's Esther as the status of Divrei Kabbalah. However, some of the Mefarshim point out that Divrei Kabbalah is only of its Lashon Tzivoy. So let's say, ironically, the Dovei Misharim, others, that by Mishalach Manesh Ishwayim HaZodonim, that could be a Divrei Kabbalah, Mishalach Manesh. But Megillah, which we assume is the Ikkar, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So that's a whole discussion. In fact, that's it's a discussion whether Megillah has the status of Divrei Kabbalah, period. And even if it does, what about Divrei Kabbalah? What about Divrei Kabbalah? What about, is there a difference between the daytime and the nighttime? So that's a whole discussion. Because the Mishnah in Megillah talks about Megillah Nikras B'Dav Yomei Yigimu B'Dav Tetzvav. So the question is, what about the nighttime? How come, what did the villagers who came to hear the Megillah, what did they do at night? Apparently, I think the Binyan Shoma just pointed out, apparently there was no Megillah reading then. So the original Megillah reading was only during the day. In fact, when they talk about different mitzvahs you have to do B'Yom, you have all day, and you have mitzvahs all night, they talk about Kriyas and Megillah in the day, but they don't mention Kriyas and Megillah at night. So it's mashma in the Zmana Mishnah, there was no Mikra Megillah. There was only one of them. It seems to be a later institution. So even if you can assume that Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, not everyone agrees to that, but certainly, according to this, it wouldn't apply to the nighttime Megillah. In fact, that's the famous Turi Evin. The Turi Evin is, the Gemara says in Megillah, Nashim Chayavas B'Mikra Megillah, Sha'af Hein Hayu Ba'Osto Anes. So, and Tosus their rights, and therefore it seems, therefore women can be Motzi men. However, they quote the Bahag, who says, Nashim cannot, women cannot be Motzi men. So the question is, why not? If women are, if they have the same level Chayav, why can't they? So different Achronim give different answers. But the answer to Turi Evin is, because men are chayav mi divrei Kabbalah from the Megillah, Niskarim v'Nasin, from Megillah's Esther. But women are only chayav from the rabbis, af hein hayu ba'oso hanes. So therefore, he says, that's why women can't be motzi men. Because women are only chayav mi drabban, and that's the pshat in the Bahag. If that's the case then, perhaps then the nighttime, if you assume it's only midrabanan, so then if you're going to have to be here from a woman in Megillah reading, you're better off hearing at nighttime. Because at least, even according to the Bahag, perhaps, then you could be Yotze at night because they're both drabanan. In fact, that's the whole discussion. There's a whole machlokas machabe rama, Ashkenaz Svardim, whether you make two shechiyanos. Like everyone makes a shechiyanos the night of Megillah, and then we make it the next. Us B'nai Ashkenaz make it the next morning as well. So what's the Nekudas HaMachokas? In other words, how many Shechiyanos do you need? So Pashas, like the Svardim, I made a Shechiyanos the night before, what do I need a Shechiyanos the next morning? So therefore, one could argue that perhaps that's the Machokas. Do you hold both Kriyas are on the same level? Either the Machaba holds the both Midivrei Kabbalah, the both Midrabanan, and perhaps the Rama holds that, and the Bali Tosfos and others, that the Megillah readings are on a different level, and therefore the ones you make at night doesn't cover the one for the day, or perhaps you want to tie into the Shechiyanu on during the Megillah. It isn't just for the Megillah, it's also on other mitzvahs Hayom. Be it as it may, the Minig Ashkenaz is we make a Shechiyanu at night in the morning and Svardim don't. And that's the whole discussion, whether Megillah in general, whether the Tzad and Lush and Siva is only Niskarim v'Nasim, does that have a status of Divrei Kabbalah or Derabbanan? And a further debate regarding the Megillah at night, whether it's Derabbanan or not, and that would be another Nafka Mina, whether we lay on Chazaka Derava, or it's someone who's this Par Mitzvah, we generally let them lay in Daven because they're Dinam Derabbanan. But if it's Parsha Zachar, it's problematic. We don't let a Bar Mitzvah boy read, because, or it's an issue if he does, because maybe it's a Daraisa. So therefore, if Mikra Megillah is a Derabbanan, so then it wouldn't be an issue for a Bar Mitzvah boy to lay in. However, if it's Divrei Kabbalah, so then maybe we wouldn't rely on Chazaka Derava, and that's the same issue as well as Shalach Manas. Could you send a Katan? Could you rely on a Katan, or perhaps a Bar Mitzvah boy then, someone who you're not sure, someone who's just a Chazaka Derava, or a Katan's a different child, but someone who has shunned him, so that'd be some of the issues in terms of whether Megillah, Shalach Manas, or the other mitzvahs are Midrabanan or Midivrei Kabbalah.